Toronto Zoomer Radio and the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. It was one of the most incredible survival stories ever. On January 15th, 2009, 15 years ago, U.S. Airways Flight 1549 hit a flock of geese just after takeoff from New York's LaGuardia Airport. Both engines suddenly failed. What happened in the moments following that emergency? A miracle on the Hudson River. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger landed the Airbus A320 in the Hudson, which runs along the west side of Manhattan. All 155 passengers and crew survived. The image of those people climbing out on the wings of that plane, floating in the water, is still crystal clear in my mind. Our very special guest was one of those passengers. Dave Sanderson is an author, a leadership speaker, and a miracle on the Hudson survivor. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, Dave, it's such a pleasure. I don't know what you can remember from those moments, whether it's all blacked out, whether it's very clear for you, but talk to us about your memories before the crash.
Before the crash, as we were descending after the plane got hit by all the birds.
Yeah.
Canadian geese, by the way.
Yes.
They took out the plane. But no, I was, like everybody else, I was a normal passenger. I did not pay attention because I knew everything on a plane because I flew so often.
Right.
And then you hear an explosion that goes on the plane. It's like, okay, these planes have multiple engines, but no one knew that that moment would happen on the left side of the plane, also happen on the right side of the plane. It's the same exact second. You know, as he started banking, I was looking out the window. I saw Manhattan right there. I'm like,
right?
I've never seen that picture, but this is when I saw the bridge, the George Washington Bridge coming up, I knew something had happened pretty serious because that's not the normal flight pattern.
Yeah, what is going on in your head, though? I mean, and were there conversations happening around you? Like, was the person next to you a stranger who became a friend, or was everything silent? Like, what, if you can take us inside the plane for just a moment, and what were the seconds like prior to slamming into the Hudson River?
It was, I gotta tell you, it was so quiet on the plane, you could hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
No one panicked. And I like it because we have so many business passengers on the plane from New York. I think everybody's in their heads, what am I gonna do? So no, it was really quiet until the captain's made his famous words, "This is your captain, brace for impact." And at that point in time, you know you're going straight into the water. And
you were physically in the water.
Oh yeah, I was physically, we were physically in the water. I was the last passenger out.
Huh.
And so I was in waist deep 36 degree Fahrenheit water for about 7 minutes holding onto a lifeboat until I felt the plane shift. And what happened was, is as I was holding on, people were already in the wing, people in the boat, one of the boats on the rescue hit the front of the plane as he was backing out, shook the plane, and that's the first time I really felt the water go up my back in 36-degree water.
Yeah.
And that's when I remember, this thing's going down.
Were there moments when you didn't think you would survive?
There were a couple moments. First, as when we crossed over the bridge, is when I never remembered a plane crash where anybody survived.
Yeah, right.
So at that point in time, you didn't think you were coming back. But there was a second moment when I didn't know what was happening because I was on the boat. I finally got to the ferry. Someone help me up because I could have a hard time. I had to swim to the ferry because I'd never got on the wing. They helped me get up on the ferry. And then I was so cold because see what happens is you go, and you don't feel it. Then all of a sudden you let you down a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was 11 degree air temperature, 36 degree water for over 7 minutes. I thought I was dying at that point.
I mean, you hear about near-death experiences where people do actually shift the entire focus of their lives, right? So were you always a leadership speaker? Were you always an author? And what drove you down that path?
No, I was not. Had no inhibitions whatsoever to do any of that. But I spoke at my church the following Sunday, and then I had an experience that really changed that direction. And what happened was, when I got done speaking, there was an elderly lady who came up and said, I was questioning if there's a God. I don't believe in miracles, but your physical evidence, there is a God. He does miracles. Thank you. And I realized at that moment, whatever happened that day impacted somebody. And if I could just go out around the world and help other people who've gone through a traumatic life experience, that's what my third book's about.
Mm-hmm.
And those lessons around, after you go through it, how you can help somebody else overcome their
traumatic
experience. Okay,
well, let's talk about that just a little bit. The life lessons that you took from the experience and how they relate to the rest of us.
Yep. So this is what I wrote 15 lessons because it's the 50th anniversary right now this year. And one of the biggest lessons that came out is, and I talk about how to aviate, navigate, and communicate. And people say, what does that mean? I say, well, I learned it from a captain. Because, what happens is, and this happened really during COVID, is aviate means it's, you got to keep your plane going. You got to keep going, right? You don't, and that's what the captain did. He kept the plane up long enough to get number two, navigate. You got to get a game plan. But number three is the most important, is communicate. And it's not communicating between other people, it's communicating with yourself. How to keep your head when all stuff's breaking loose. And that's what happened during COVID. The people survived during COVID, then once you succeeded, they kept their businesses going, they figured out the game plan, and they communicated with themselves and their teams on how to keep going.
Okay, so as we wrap up this conversation, because radio is so tight and bright, like 5-6 minutes with you, we could talk a lot longer, Janie and I definitely, and I'm sure our listeners are like, wow, so fascinating. What are there any ghosts that you carry with you today, like 15 years on, you know, that you haven't been able to shake any PTSD? Are you comfortable flying? How are you with all that?
I fly all the time, and that's why I did my TED Talk at Queen's University. It was around PTGS, it's called post-traumatic growth, how to grow out of a traumatic life experience. And that's why I did my TED Talk at Queen's University, because I see so many people struggling. And there's a way, there is a pathway out, and that's what I really promote and talk about.
And I just, one quick question. Are you in touch with the other survivors, the captain, Sully Sullenberger?
I've had experiences with him. We shared a stage one time, but the other passengers, we do keep in contact. There is a group, and the one that I spent the night in the hospital with, he and I are the closest.
Incredible. Dave Sanderson is an author, a leadership speaker, and a Miracle on the Hudson survivor. His fourth and latest book, The Limitless Life, gives you 15 lessons to live the life you want. And the seatbelt that kept Dave strapped in when the plane crashed into the Hudson is on the cover of his book. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me today.
And let's check the drive.